Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, JPC and Aaron, I've got a little secret.
What is it?
Did you know that people who are interested in signing up for our Patreon have a new feature now?
Wait, Adel, are you...
I was going to say it's called the mute button. And if there's any portions you don't like, you can slam on that mute button and you don't have to hear our dumb little voices.
Just hit volume down till we go away. Well, actually, I think what you're talking about is subscription billing, which means that no matter when people sign up, like even if they sign up on the last day of the month, that's their new date that they get charged. They don't get charged immediately at the next, you know, the next month start.
So
first of the month is what they say.
So you're saying if I sign up, let's say hypothetically, September 32nd, or no, that's a bad example. Let's say hypothetically I sign up September 30th. I won't be billed again on October 1st.
Hypothetically, if you sign up September 50th.
If you sign up today, the day you're hearing it, September 37th, then yes, you don't get billed until next month on the 37th. And as a little incentive, why don't we give you a sneak peek of one of our Patreon episodes that locked behind the vault?
JPC, no, that's too much. We're being too generous.
You're right. Let's not let him hear Revenge in Riddle City Part 1.
I already hit the button.
Oh, no!
Welcome back to Riddle City. Or at least we think it's Riddle City. It's hard to see it through the rain and fog. There is no black and white filter over this image. It's a trick of the eye because everything is gray and colorless. The lights from the skyscrapers and moon make the entire city live in shadow. Smog and mist meet and dance in the streets and make the long avenues look mysterious and skewed. It's an island, and old steel bridges connect the city to the rest of society. There's not much traffic going in and out these days. Riddle City felt like hell and was built on an already crumbling infrastructure. At the center of town, surrounded by empty libraries, museums, and theaters, is a glass skyscraper with windows 360 degrees around. There's a sign that takes up multiple stories that glows in the night sky and says, "WeWork." On the top floor, there's a black tie party being held to honor the owner of that building. The guests don long black velvet gowns and perfectly tailored tuxedos. They hold flutes of champagne and talk loudly about how interesting and important they are, stopping occasionally to take hors d'oeuvres off silver trays held by people they would never dream to make eye contact with. We see a man staring out the wall made of windows with his back to the party. He's holding a glass of champagne he hasn't sipped. An attractive woman walks up to him and starts telling a story very animatedly, but he's not listening. His mind is on other things. She shrugs and walks away. The man is pale with dark hair and looks like old money and angst. He's the city's most eligible bachelor because of his mystique in his family's WeWork money. We see his eyes drift to the clouds as a beam of light shoots up from the building across town, revealing a shape of a rat in the sky, accompanied by the sound of a rat scream. The sound begins to turn the heads of partygoers, and they all walk to the window to get a better look. The man starts and finishes his champagne in one sip and makes eye contact with a bookish-looking man wearing horn-rimmed glasses and cufflinks with gold birds etched into them. The other man puts down his drink and starts to follow him. They begin to walk to the elevator. The guests of this event don't notice their absence. They're just excitedly gossiping, chattering, drinking, and staring at the sky. The men get onto a big elevator that opens right to the top floor of the WeWork building. They make eye contact as the elevator door closes. On the street, we see a huge garage door begin to rise. We hear the purr of a sexy sports car rev its engine. And then we see that wicked cool sports car speed by on the street. Our heroes are not driving that car. The garage door rises to reveal an old rickshaw bike with twinkle lights and a moniker of a rat on the side. This is the Ratmobile. It's pulled by a man wearing a horn-rimmed orange mask and a blue cape. A big S is sewn into his chest plate. The man he's pulling is wearing a dark chocolate high-tech suit with a long brown cape and a mask that makes him look like a rat. His eyes really pop because he pairs it with super time-consuming eye makeup. Once the garage door is finally opened all the way, Ratman and Swallow, the heroes this city deserves, take off down the foggy street and into the night.
Another Riddle City night, and every Riddle City light scintillates, illuminates that something isn't right. On these Riddle City streets, every person that you meet is some weirdo who will threaten you while dressing like a creep.
Where to, Ratman?
Wherever the night takes us. No, wait, to the crime.
Oh, yes, of course. And
yeah, of course.
My apologies that we can't take the Swallowmobile, but it's hanging above my child's crib.
It's okay. I mean, it's he needs it. It's nighttime. And if it had been a crime during the day and he didn't need the Swallowmobile, we would have taken it.
Yes, of course. He, who, ha, who.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Can you stop for a second, Swallow?
Yes, of course.
You've been making those out-of-breath panting noises since we left the garage. Do you want me to... I offered before we left. I said, I'll drive this time if you want to...
No, I'm fine.
Hang up.
It's an old,
you're fine.
It's an old family secret. My dad always told me, if you act exhausted, people will be like, oh, no, take a break. And it worked. You had me stop.
Okay, good. But I know the secret now, so...
Ah, nerds.
Wouldn't it just be easier if you just asked for what you wanted? Just tell me what you want, because I'm your friend. I'll tell you, hey, let's stop and let's trade.
Well, how about you try out my little family secret? I'll get in the back, and you take the rickshaw.
Okay, let's see. Well, in peak physical rat condition, so this is really nothing for me. I'm not winded at all. No, I'm sorry, Swallow. Are you exhausted?
No, family trick.
No, tricked again.
Ratman and Swallow dodge and weave through the streets and alleys of Riddle City, taking advantage of all the shortcuts they've learned over the years. The rat signal they are running towards is used by the mayor to summon them when the city needs something. The mayor will probably have them save a cat from a tree, or MC the senior prom, or stop the passive-aggressive tension between the city's two libraries. You see, the crime here had been pretty small potatoes since the clean sweep. One summer, a couple years ago, Ratman and Swallow were able to put a stop to all the supervillains' dastardly plans using traps, trickery, catfishing, and of course, brooms. Every last supervillain had fled the city in humiliation. The papers called it the clean sweep, and the citizens of Riddle City threw them a ticker tape parade. The two men parallel parked the rickshaw and bounded up the stairs to the parking garage to get to the roof. As predicted, the rat signal was on and pointed at the sky with the speakers blaring the rat scream at the city. But something was off. The mayor was sitting facing away from them. As they got closer, they saw her, and her feet were bound and she was breathing heavily. Her hair was matted to her forehead with sweat. She started to struggle as soon as she saw Ratman and Swallow.
Careful, Swallow, careful.
Huh?
If my rat hunch is right, this is a sex thing and it's very private for the mayor.
Oh, well, call me Jennifer Tilly because she's bound.
That's not, no one really remembers me, Jennifer Tilly.
Mayor, I have to say, while we're flattered, we aren't really interested in you in that way. And Swallow and I, look, we're not going to lie. We've had three ways before, and we're flattered. And we have We have said yes, just to be polite, multiple times. But this, I mean, tonight, it's just...
I obviously don't want to have sex with you. I don't want to have sex with you. I got tied up. If you could just take the tape off of my mouth, I don't want to have sex with you.
I think I heard don't want to have sex with you, but then all the rest of it kind of sounded like taking tape and putting it on her mouth and doing sex things, right? Am I out of line?
No, not at all. I heard I want to put a hex on you.
Ooh, because you're mine.
Yes.
You know what? Look, I don't want to ruin the sex thing for you, Mayor, but why don't we just take the tape off temporarily? We'll put it back on and get to your, you know, role play. But let's just take this tape off.
Ratman rips the tape covering off her mouth. With a shaky voice, while she looks over their shoulders in fear, the mayor starts to speak. What's best served hot when it is provided? Retaliation is at its best when it's only one-sided.
Oh, she's flirting
with us.
Paying
you back isn't just always about money. It's a punchline for your actions that isn't supposed to be funny. What am I?
Okay, super mixed signals here, because now it seems, right, Swallow? Am I crazy?
Oh, yeah, they have the rat signal up, but then they also have Horseman signal up on top of yours.
Please, what's best served hot when it is provided? Retaliation is at its best when it's only one-sided. Paying you back isn't always about money. It's a punchline for your actions that isn't supposed to be funny. What am I?
Oh, I think... I am revenge?
We hear a swing of a pipe behind them, and the men get knocked out. The world goes black.
It was a sex thing.
When Ratman and Swallow groggily
Aaron, you went back way too far.
You're in the Wild West. Aaron, quick. You'll die.
That's so funny. When Ratman and Swallow grog... I accidentally went back to Adel's Old West.
Just jumping universes. Yeah.
When Ratman and Swallow groggily come to, they hear the echo of dripping water. They realize that they are tied up in the sewers. They can hear the faint sound of muffled heels and voices leaving a black tie event at the WeWork building, mumbling about how the host had left without saying goodbye.
Ratman, my senses are so attuned, I can tell someone's leaving a black tie event.
A black tie event?
Yes, I can hear the black ties.
Swallow!
Yes?
Swallow, quick! Look down at your arms and your legs. Are they tied to chairs just like mine?
Oh, no. Call me Jennifer Tilly's co-star, because I'm bound.
Swallow, my rat sense is tingling something fierce. I think that we've been captured.
Oh, the back of my head is tingling. And it's not some sort of sense. It's because I got hit.
Oh, yes. I've never really gone into it, but that's how I got my rat sense. I just kept getting hit in the back of the head, and then pretty soon, it was a full-blown rat sense.
Ah. I never knew your origin story.
Just then, a spotlight searches and finally lands on a hole in the ceiling. It opens, and we see a woman being lowered on a swing.
What kid plays in a sewer?
That swing is dangerously long, Swallow.
The woman begins swinging back and forth as she taunts Ratman and Swallow. Her eyes glare at them under her dark purple mask. She wears contacts that turn her pupils into question marks, which only make her glare even more unsettling. She's wearing a sparkly spandex suit with a corset on top. Her corset is accentuated by two question marks that are stitched in. She has two looped braids tied with a ribbon like the Kirsten American Girl doll. Her smile is mean, and her voice is mean, and she is mean. It's Riddle Her, the world's first and only supervillain who does riddles.
Wait a second, Swallow. I'd know that laugh anywhere. Mommy?
Lady, I've got one question. Where do you get those custom contacts?
They're very expensive.
Well, that wasn't the question. We have money. Look at our attire.
You can't afford them. It's me, Riddle Her.
We can afford anything. Let's just say we work. Wink.
Swallow, swallow, Stop.
Huh, we do.
Yeah, I know we do, yes, but just shut up. Come on, it's so close.
You boys thought you saw the last of me, didn't you? I hate to tell you this, but me and the city's other supervillains who you thought were gone were not gone. You see, once you stopped all of our plans, which was so annoying, by the way, I invited them to come to my island of Azkabaz to lick their wounds, sometimes literally.
Ugh.
Azkabaz was the most dreadful place. It was just beyond the foggy horizon and could only be made out for a brief moment when lightning would strike in the night sky. There was no safe place to dock your boat on Azkabaz. The island was surrounded by inhospitable rocks and guard dogs. At the center of the island was a cold tower made of stone and sea life. Each room was colder and darker than the last. There were maps of Riddle City strewn on the tables and dried blood on the floor in spots where fights would sometimes break out. The sound of evil shrieks and laughter were the constant soundtrack of Azkabaz and were only occasionally drowned out by the scream of the wind. Most of the time there was spent plotting revenge, but was broken up by the occasional wine and paint nights, pie bake-offs, and water aerobics classes. Me and my fellow villains had to wait years for the tide to turn and for our plans to be just right before we came back to Riddle City with a vengeance.
Why'd you have to wait for laundry detergent to expire?
You're not really listening.
You see, Rat Van, tide to turn, you get it?
I get it, Swallow. Very good, old boy.
High five. my hand.
My hands are tied.
Now here we are, ready to kill the great Rat Man and Swallow.
Thank you.
I hope you like drowning, because you couldn't answer a series of riddles, because that is what is going to happen.
Oh no, Rat Man. We've gotten our comeuppance. We always thought we should get out of the game before the city and the villains turn on us, but it's too late.
I can't believe that the villains were hiding at Azkabaz Island, the one place we didn't check because we simply didn't want to.
Well, the rocks are inhospitable, meaning they can't build a hospital on there.
And if there's, and what do I always say? If there's no hospital, I can't go because my lactose intolerance gets so bad sometimes.
So bad.
How bad? That I have to go to the emergency room and have them talk me down. You're not dying. You just have to shit.
I once saw you shit your shirt, not even your pants. It went upwards.
At that time, it was too tucked in.
You both are disgusting. You're both so gross. And why aren't you more afraid? We are going to kill you.
Oh, well, now, you said you were going to kill us if we couldn't answer the riddles. And Swallow and I, my fair weather friend, yes, fair feathered friend, we're so attuned at solving your riddles, little her, that we're not worried in the slightest.
And we've been eating nonstop Laffy Taffy, so we're ready for whatever you have to throw at us.
Well, all the city's villains are all about ready to execute their awful plans right after they murder you. So I had a little
question,
plan.
Sorry, just point of clarification.
Sorry, execute? Yeah.
Are their plans awful? Or are the results of their plans, like, causing misery, like, awful in that way?
And follow up, are they going to execute their plans, like, take them out back and shoot them in the head?
Honestly, a lot of people procrastinated, so some of the plans are just really bad.
Mm-hmm. Been there.
And some of them are just, the result is bad, thunder and lightning.
Okay, but, I mean, they had years, right? You said they
right,
been away
but
for
I'm
years.
Just saying sometimes people, in order to get work done, they have to wait up to... You know what? It doesn't matter.
No, I've been there. It's like, you have one thing to do all day, and you just put it off till 11:59, and then you start
exactly.
working on it, and you finish it, and you're like, well, this wasn't very good, but I guess I did this to myself.
Ratman.
Mm-hmm.
Ratman. Psst.
Yes?
I know we're in a lot of trouble right now, but down by your left foot, I think I see a quarter. Can you scoot towards me?
Here. No, here it is.
Nice.
Okay.
That quarter? What's wrong with you?
Swallow, if you see any change, you let me know, okay? Because I got next.
See
it's only fair.
You're
see
so
a quarter,
rich.
Pick
why
it up.
Do you... What do you... Oh, doesn't matter.
Wait, how do you know that we're rich? I mean,
doesn't
we're not.
Doesn't matter.
Well, let's just say we work.
Look, no matter how rich you are, If you have a coin-operated laundry, you still always pick up a quarter because it is so inconvenient to go to the bank and get quarters. And most places, they won't just give you quarters. You can't just walk into a Jewel Osco. They have those in Riddle City. It's like a regional chain.
I was thinking I'd put a bird on one side of the coin, and that way, when I had to make a decision, I'd flip it in the air. And if it landed on the bird, I'd do a bird thing. And if it landed on the guy's head, I would think about it first.
Well, you can't even use your hands right now, first of all. And second of all, we have
you're right, I'm tied down.
And Whole Foods and Erewhon. And that's it. It's okay. Hell. We don't have a good, affordable option, okay? We have the St. Louis grocery store and not much else. Didn't you hear my narration?
Erewhon.
It's a nightmare here.
Erewhon? I guess there's nothing in the rules that says a Juan can't play basketball.
You suck, Swallow. Riddle Hurst
starts
just swinging at him. You know what? As they're all in their different parts of the city, I'm going to have them call in and ask you some riddles. And guess what's going to happen if you don't answer those riddles?
Let's see.
The water in here is going to start to rise a little. That was a hypothetical. No, that was a, what is it called?
Rhetorical.
Don't answer.
Fuck you, Swallow. You suck.
Swallow, I think that was rhetorical.
How is rhetorical? This is all rhetorical, Swallow. I'm a villain. Don't you understand how it works?
Isn't all language rhetorical because it's based in rhetoric?
Mm.
I'm not going to answer that because that was rhetorical. All right.
Sorry, I know I'm acting like a wordsmith, even though I am more of a rathematician.
So... supervillains that you've worked with before are going to come in and they're going to ask you riddles. And if you can't answer them, the water's going to slowly rise around you until you drown.
Swallow,
and guess what?
Did she hear me?
They're hard, so you won't be able to answer them.
Rathematician.
I'll say it. Rathematician.
Ah, very good, Swallow.
Swallow, you suck.
Oh, man. Why did I get punished?
So you're going to drown us in water? Well, I hope you have a lot of water, because it's going to take a lot of water to drown the two of us.
Oh, I wonder if I have access to all of the city's water. Yes, I do, idiot.
Oh, another rhetorical question.
Another rhetorical question. Oh, no.
Well, actually, she answered it herself, so was it rhetorical?
Is that rhetorical?
No, I'm asking.
I'm not going to fall for that, Swallow.
Wait, what's the word for a question that's not rhetorical? Because I need to start saying that. Ask a question and then say...
Oh, yes, what's the word? It's like
non-rhetorical? Non-rhetorical?
It's like
theological.
What's the sound of one hand clapping? It's like a Buddhist thing, I believe.
Oh,
you got me, Swallow. Now, quick, tie your head back up.
Oh, yes, sorry.
A screen starts to lower from the ceiling. Time to meet your enemies. Oops, sorry. Wait, hold on.
Oh.
Hold on, sorry. My clicker isn't working.
Hey,
I need my sidekick. Casey. Casey Tony. Casey? Casey Tony?
Yeah.
Okay, hi. Sorry, this is my sidekick, as you know, Casey Tony.
Famed audio editor. Engineer.
Yeah, so,
sorry, Casey. What'd you say, Mumbles?
I said famous audio editor and engineer, okay?
If you were famous, you wouldn't have to say it.
Don't talk to my sidekick like that.
I wasn't. I was talking to Swallow.
Okay, sorry. I just need... I know you... and Casey, please don't be mad at me. I know you walked me through this yesterday. So I... Okay, if I want to zoom... Okay,
first of all, you're going to want to plug that in.
Oh, my God. I didn't plug it in.
Yeah.
All right, yes.
And
okay.
That was like number one. Remember, I sent you the list with like images and kind of like itemized step by step. Yeah.
Didn't read it.
Yeah. Right, and so I texted you a couple times today seeing if you saw it.
Right.
And by the way, it's the first time I'm hearing about the water thing. It's the first time I hear about the water thing. I wish I would have heard about the water thing before this.
Sorry, Casey's stretched a little thin. He has Neo Scum this week. Sorry.
Yeah, I've got to fucking edit 10 Helix ads after this, okay? You know how many fucking shows I have to edit Helix ads for? I'm sorry.
Can
I just say, Helix makes one of the best mattresses around from the same company that brings you all
You're not getting paid! Shut up, Swallow. You suck.
Can I just say, Casey... At first, didn't know who you were. Then I heard the voice, and I was like, oh, my God, you're Cum Wizard from Neo Scum. I love Cum Wizard. He's one of my all-time favorites.
I get that sometimes from people who get it wrong, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, man, I do love... What's the other guy? Puzzbot on that show. I love that Puzzbot character, too.
Yeah, that's another one.
Yes, played by Mike Migdal.
Another one. Yeah.
Right. Okay, so, and then I restarted the internet. It's plugged in, and it's okay if this all gets wet?
When you say you restart, no, it's not okay. It's not okay. When you say you restarted the internet, did you just close a browser window and reopen it, or did you unplug, wait 30 seconds?
I'll unplug and wait 30 seconds.
If you're going to unplug and restart, do we want to take a poo-poo break? Oh, poo-poo, it's me, poo-poo number one, and I'm a little
this
poo-poo.
This is really good stuff.
Man, Neil's Cup listeners really getting a 1-2 punch here.
I was going to say, I'm not getting any of this.
You're all right, man. You're all right. I go over to start untying his rope.
No, hey, Casey, no.
What?
Casey, no. Just because someone's a fan of your podcast doesn't mean you have to untie them. You know what?
Then explain how we all interact in life.
Hey, Ratman, you've been here, right? Your sidekick's mad at you. You get it,
yeah,
Ratman.
I understand. Me and Swallow, we get along pretty well.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. And, oh, it's working. Oh, thank you, Casey, Tony.
Okay, I'm putting the equipment on some stacked milk crates for the water. All right, and just remind a riddle heart, I'm only doing this because I'm dating your mom.
I know.
I really need to go well. So
stacked milk crates, the most stable of setups, famously.
If you see a fucking oak desk in here, Swallow, by all means, I will put the equipment on that. But all I've got is milk crates and your ass.
There's a 500-inch TV in here. Am I crazy? You got a 500-inch...
That thing's OLED. You think I'm gonna... I can't fucking touch that thing. I return that to Ace Hardware.
It's OLED? The statue from Legends of Hidden Temple?
All right. I've come around and you Swallow. I'm untying your ropes.
Yes!
No, hey! No. Casey, go.
I love this
and you
guy.
Know what? If you don't try to untie them, I promise to not sabotage your wedding with my mom.
Go! Foil again.
All right, get the heck out of here, you crazy kid.
All right.
That was Casey Tony.
Get back to Elden Ring. Oh, he tripped and fell. Oh, his head exploded. Oh, no.
Yes, that's my sidekick, Casey Tony. Sidekicks are a quarter a dozen. You get it.
A quarter? Oh, I can buy a dozen. Hey, give me that quarter. Put your foot. Buy your left foot.
Okay, go.
Why did I drop like my purse in here or something?
I think it's in the water. I flush a lot of quarters, so it makes sense.
Here comes the first villain.
Oh,
is it a cough? Do your worst, Riddle Her.
Using my powers of the Swallow, I have deduced even, that this is an ambush.
Oh, you put that together? Did you, Swallow?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Great.
Because two in the ambush is worth one in this hand. Birds.
Swallow, you're so annoying.
Am I?
La 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 la.
Wow, that cuts deep, Brat Man. I wish you just would have broken my knee or something, but to call me annoying...
Do you have like a Sudoku you could do or something, Swallow?
Actually, I do.
Rats.
3, 9...
I want to draw your attention to the screen in front of you. You may recognize an older friend of yours. Gentlemen, I present to you one of my best friends in the whole world, Horse Girl. Thunder Lightning.
Horse Girl?
Horse Girl? Galloping shit, Rat Man. We're in trouble.
Well, well, well. Bet you thought you wouldn't see me again.
I mean,
Rat Man, it's one of our main villains, Horse Girl.
Yeah, thank you, Swallow. Thank you. Lord, with Swallow.
Swallow as annoying as ever I see.
Wow.
No, you know what? It's just...
Three people have said it now. Now it's a fact.
No, I didn't say it.
Is it imposter syndrome if I'm actually that thing?
I gave you a Sudoku. I didn't... Horse Girl. So we meet again.
The pleasure is all yours, I'm sure.
Holy tables turn, Rat Man. She got you good.
Okay, come on. You don't have to call them all out. Well, whose team are you on?
Secular tits, Rat Man. I'm on your team, always.
Well, Horse Girl, I'm happy to see you here. You and I go way back, don't we?
Oh my god, way back to the good old days. Mm-hmm. Not like now, when I'm just on a screen.
Right, we did cheerleading together, actually. That's where we met.
Oh, we did big time cheerleading. You should see the flips that Riddle Her can do.
Oh, not like you, Horse Girl. It's
oh,
crazy.
No, I was a bass. I'm sturdy like a bass.
2, 4, 7.
Yes, the Sudoku.
Swallow, we can see and hear you. Swallow.
Oh.
Swallow.
Oh.
Hello? Do you even know what you put Horse Girl through? Show some respect.
What we put Horse Girl through? What about what she put the citizens of Riddle City through?
Yes, remember when she
ushered forward that dress age where everyone had to wear dresses, or as she called it, the dressage.
Mm-hmm.
What a dark time for the city. We also foiled her plans years ago by putting sugar in our palm. Remember that, Rat Man?
Oh, I remember. I remember all too well.
Horse Girl, you've never told us your origins. How did you come to be?
Well, as you all are well aware, Riddle Her most of all, I used to be the top event planner in Riddle City. Oh, the events I would plan. I was always paid to plan the parties, but never paid to attend. One night I was planning a beautiful wedding in an abandoned nuclear power plant. Remarkable rates, by the way. If you're ever looking, you get so much space for the cost. It's real. It's an underutilized space, okay? Anyway, the night was going smoothly, I guess you could say. People were getting married left and right, and there I was with my clipboard, not invited to dance. Not even the horror. Then all of a sudden, I felt something on my thigh. I had been bit by a radioactive horsefly. All of a sudden, I became bestowed with the powers to become both a fly on the wall and a horse. But that was just to let off steam. Mostly, I used my powers to eavesdrop on the people of Riddle City, trying to blackmail them so that I could be invited to the parties for once. But the two of you had another plan for me. The only party I'm invited to is jail.
Oh, why the long face, horse girl?
Stop that.
Well, she just explained why the long face, the origin story. It went...
Silence! You've done this to her. She's been on Azkaban for so many years, but you can't hold her back now.
Also, I wish you would stop commenting on my horse body. The horse fly body is really much more... I feel like it suits me and my personality more. The horse thing is just for me to let off steam.
It's no excuse. It's no excuse for what you've done, horse girl. I mean... You've taken part in some of the biggest horse-involved heists in all of Riddle City. Like that time where you put up that fake flyer for romantic horseback rides for newlyweds, and then you just stole husbands and wives and ransomed them back to their partner? That was downright dastardly.
Once someone gets on my back, they've signed the waiver. I can take them wherever I want to go, okay? Horses have rights as well.
Well, what about the time, horse girl, when you... cut off all the teachers in Riddle City's feet and turned it into glue.
Exacting revenge for what people have done to my people for thousands of years. I'm new to the horse thing, but I feel their pain for the centuries going back.
Yeah, you quickly identify with the horse my people thing.
Again, the fly is a big part of me as well. The horse we're really fixating on, but I feel I got a dumpy ass as a horse.
I mean, if we're talking, I got a dumpy ass for a rat. Usually rats aren't associated with, I just can't do anything about it.
That's true, they're bottom heavy, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I have a dumpy ass for a swallow.
Oh, we know.
And I have a dumpy ass for a hot, hot woman. What are we talking about?
Look, dumpy asses aside, I really lost the thread when I said dumpy asses. Dumpy asses aside.
You know who you're talking to? Someone who would sit on the wall and listen to so much of what would happen when you would create plans. Do you know how much she knows about you?
What's your... Okay, listen, horse girl. We know this only ends one way, with you back in Azkabaz.
Azkabaz.
And Swallow... Okay, Swallow, come on. And Swallow and I returning home to our... I guess it's technically the same house... But it's different wings of the house.
Sure, sure, yeah.
Emphasis on the wings.
I have two wings.
Yes, thank you, Swallow. You're just upset, horse girl, because when we last met, we canceled your plans to cancel all of the celebrities in Riddle City. That's right. You threw a big gala and invited all the top players in town. I'm talking Garth Brooks.
Kenny Chesney.
Kitty Chesney.
Big and rich.
Both of them were there. The chicks.
Poor and small.
Poor and small were there. Oh, what's the one? What's the guy?
Tapioca Ted.
No, it's the one I don't care for.
Tapioca Ted.
I like him. It's the...
Really?
Yeah, he's not bad. He's
you
got
never
a couple
told me this. You like wagon, Tapioca Ted?
Yeah, wagon wheel. It's fine.
Darius Rucker.
That's right.
You gathered all the big wigs together, and your plan was to get secret information from all of them while they're in the same room so you could cancel them. But we canceled you instead.
Yes, and we caught on to your plan to barf on everyone's food before they ate it. Disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I eat, Swallow. That's how I eat.
Well, you were expecting a rat and a swallow, but what you weren't expecting was a catfish. That's right. Ratman set up an online dating profile, tricked a horse girl into falling in love with me, and then I learned all about your evil plan.
You know what? And you know what you're not even upset about? Ratman, it just pisses me off. She texted me. She was all, oh my God, I met someone. Oh my God, I think he might be the one. And it was a catfish. You rat. You dirty rat. How dare you do that to such a beautiful woman who was such a good base? I always felt safe when you threw me up
in the
air.
I was a sturdy base, okay?
Oh boy.
Of all the things I could be embarrassed about, vomiting on other people's food so that I can slurp it up with my long spaghetti tongue, or having a dumpy ass, even for a horse, famously strong, the thing I'm most embarrassed about, the thing I feel the most shame, is that I was tricked. I was catfished by a ratfish.
Ratman, I have a hunch that she's going to try and kill us. We got to get out of these ropes.
Ooh, you figured out that riddle quick. And speaking of riddles... My plan is in the works. You have to answer all of her riddles correctly, or for every one that you get wrong, the water around you will rise. La 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 la.
Holy drowning, riddle her. Ratman, we gotta stop this.
Uh-oh, Swallow. Rats can't swim. Can birds?
I think famously rats can swim.
Well, I mean, can't they?
I guess so.
They can swim.
I'm pretty sure that's why they live in sewers.
I feel like I've seen a lot of rats in water. It doesn't matter.
Allow me to plan a riddle party for you. Guest list of two. Listen up good. There's a girl who has a large family. She has an equal amount of brothers and sisters, but each brother only has half as many brothers and sisters. What's the correct amount of brothers and sisters?
Ratman, we have to RSVP with the answer.
You could have been listening, or you could have been coming up with what to say next, Swallow. And which did you do?
The first one.
No.
Wait, Swallow. What did you say?
Swallow.
I wasn't listening.
An equal number of brothers and sisters.
But each brother only has half as many sisters as the last one?
No.
No, I don't think so. Was that said?
No. Listen up. There's a girl who has a large family. We got it. She has
Catholic.
She has an equal amount of brothers and sisters, but each brother only has half as many brothers and sisters. What's the correct amount of brothers and sisters?
All right.
Two brothers, three sisters.
Yeah, would that be each brother has half the amount, so they have four... And she has three. No, wait.
Holy arithmetic. Arithmetic?
Which one's your answer?
Swallow, you're saying...
Yes.
You're saying she has three sisters and two brothers?
I'm saying, okay, so she counts as one of the sisters to the brothers.
Yes.
But she doesn't count as one of the sisters to herself.
Correct.
So there probably has to be more brothers than sisters, so maybe... Three brothers, two sisters, including the original girl?
The water is rising.
La, 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 la.
Oh, God, really it's like this is becoming a pool party.
This is a math riddle. We were prepared for Sudoku.
Horse girl. Go.
Don't worry, Ratman. I'll swallow the water.
It is sewer water, buddy.
And I'm doing my cheerleading move as a base, which is just standing there with my hands up, ready to catch my friends.
I think I swallowed dysentery.
That's not the answer.
Holy rising tide, Ratman. They didn't pin us down, so we're just floating on our chairs. The water can rise as much as we want, and we'll always be on top.
No, they're pinned down. Thought of it. La, 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 la.
All right, well, so we got this one wrong. So I guess let's hear the next one, and we can just kind of move on.
Riddle number two.
And please, more math. Ratman, I'm trying to use reverse psychology.
No, it's not. It doesn't. They can hear that, so it doesn't work.
Okay. There is a basket full of hats. Classic. Three are white and two are black. Three men, Tom, Tim, and Jim,
each take a hat out of the basket and put it on their heads without seeing the hat they selected or the hats the other men selected. The men arrange themselves so Tom can see Tim and Jim's hats. Tim can see Jim's hat, and Jim can't see anyone's hat.
Okay.
Tom is asked what color his hat is, and he says he doesn't know. Tim is asked the same question, and he also doesn't know. Finally, Jim is asked the question, and he does know. What color is his hat?
So Jim's the one in the back that can see everyone else's hats, and there's two black and three white?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, if he saw two black, then he would know he has a white, rat man.
That's true. That's true. But if he saw a white and a black, he wouldn't necessarily know. So
he'd have a 75% certainty, but not a full certainty.
The only way that he could know for sure what color hat he had is if he saw two black hats in front of him. Then he'd know for sure it was a white hat.
I think that's right.
Final answer?
Wait, can we phone a friend?
Wait, hold on now. Can you say what's the actual wording of the question? I just want to make sure I hear it right.
Better go quick.
Drip.
That's
drip.
Part of it now.
What color is his hat?
It's Jim's hat.
Yes.
I got to say, it has to be white.
God dang it all to heck. They got it, Riddleher.
Boo!
This party sucks.
Nice work, Rat Man.
Thanks. You too, Swallow.
Don't worry, there's plenty more where that came from. How about one more riddle, Horse Girl?
Rat Man, I have a confession. I got so excited we got the last one right, I pissed in the water.
Yeah, sewer water and piss. I mean, basically, it's already piss in there anyway. All right, Horse Girl. I think that we are onto you now. Let's hear this last riddle.
Final riddle. You walk into an old horror house. It has no power or plumbing. Once inside, you see three doors. Each door has a number on it. Behind each door is a way for you to die.
Oh, no.
I know. Spooky house, huh?
Yeah, this place sucks.
Okay, listen up.
Okay. Yes.
I wouldn't plan a party here, but, you know, this is I'm just reading what she gave me. Okay. Behind door number one, you die by getting eaten by a lion. Behind door number two, you die by getting murdered. Behind door number three, you die by electric chair. You can't turn back, so you have to go through a door. Which door do you go through?
Right, man, I got it.
I know this, Swallow. Murder is a legal definition. So you can't really say that we'd be murdered because there's no court in this spooky house that would let us know that we've been murdered. Right, Swallow?
I think it's number three because at the beginning, she said there was no power. So an electric chair doesn't scare me.
Excuse us. Hold on. Hey, Swallow.
Yeah?
It's Ratman and Swallow, okay? So when you talk down to me in front of all the supervillains, it reflects poorly on the whole group.
We can hear
the,
them.
Yeah. No,
how? How can you hear? I was whispering. That was my quietest whisper.
The Ratman, don't worry.
Yeah, it's just echoing. It's bouncing. It's like, I don't know. Sound is crazy. It's like they were yelling. Didn't you hear that, Riddleher?
It's like they were inside of my brain.
Oh, my God. I would love to do a cheer in here. I bet the acoustics would sound incredible.
Oh, my God. We should.
It doesn't. You know what? It doesn't matter. We're going to go with what the group decided. Answer number three, the electric chair.
Oh, rats. These two have done it again.
She called you by name, Rat Man.
Oh.
No, she said rats. That's a... For my people, that's like a derogatory term.
Okay, see, now you know how I felt about the dumpy ass thing.
I get it. Turnabout's fair play. I apologize ass thing.
I don't mean to freak either of you out, but Horse Girl read you warm-up riddles, so that's why they were so easy. The riddles are going to increase in difficulty across the episode.
Secular tits, Rat Man. We only got... Two out of three, and they were warm-ups?
Look, as someone who has catfished Horse Girl, it's no surprise that those riddles were so easy, if you know what I'm saying.
Low blow,
even for a rat, for a sewer
you
rat.
You do not talk to my friend like that. She is so nice. She is such a, you are so, she's
I
so
am an incredible base. I am a horse and a fly. Can you even imagine the burden I bear?
I'm just, oh my God.
Personal experience. I'm just saying that. you know, I was like, hey, what's up? And then she kind of like unloaded on me. So
do you know how many people want to date a woman who also becomes a nasty little fly and a horse? It's not a lot, okay? It's slim pickings, especially okay. because I advertise that heavily on my profile.
Here's the thing. You can't not. Like, I do the same thing. I have to tell people about the smell because I'm Ratman. It's good. There's going to be a very distinct smell. And if I don't say that, I show up and they're like, what's that smell? And what am I supposed to do then, you know?
It's informed consent. It's only right.
It's informed consent.
Yes.
You guys cannot be bonding.
No, we're not. I mean,
you see how easy it was to talk to him on the app.
Well, boys, it's been a hell of a party, but I'm afraid you're off the guest list. Because you'll be dead. Wait, no, give me another chance. Okay. Well, I have to go now.
Okay.
The party's over.
Happy trails, horse girl. Good luck with your rich dad.
Yeah, horse girl, why don't you shoo fly?
No, I got this. Well, my Uber's here, so it looks like you two are going to perish. Okay.
Riddle You're a horse and you take an Uber?
No, it's, okay. Well, looks like there's some garbage outside that I want to smell a lot. Okay, you know what? I'm going to head out of here, but you two don't have a good day ahead of you because you are going to... There's a lot of supervillains coming here after me, and they're going to get you good.
She nailed it. Boys, I know you're praying for this episode to be over, but it's not done yet. The screen takes a moment to come into focus. I hate to be the one to tell you this, but your worst nightmare is here.
Well, 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 if it isn't Red Man and the Tampon Thief.
In this universe? I mean, I don't understand the context of this. I would never.
And if anything, I'd put it back.
You're happy to see me.
Red Man, my ears are bleeding.
But I don't know why. Refresh my memory as to who...
It's me, Coco Cashmere, and you can't keep me out of any universe, no matter how unwelcomed I am or how much I already sound like Harley Quinn. Adam looks so upset.
I don't know about any universe. I mean, the Western or the space one. I think we did a pretty good job.
She sounds like a box of hyenas in a trash compactor. In a bad way.
Okay, I'm gonna kill...
I'm so sorry, I can't handle her voice.
Right?
Wow.
Yes.
Wow, you guys. She was at Azkaban with us, and oh my God.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Oof. Man, you hear her voice in your sinuses, right? Mm. Oh my God.
One time Swallow and I were fighting her, and we, like, maybe 2-3 minutes in, we both just played dead. We were like, you killed us, and we just kind of, like, laid down. I burst some ketchup packets in my suit, and, I mean, she stayed around for, like, 10 minutes after that.
I totally get it.
And I burst some mustard packets in my suit, and she believed me.
Yes.
Oh my God. You know that she, doesn't matter. I shouldn't gossip.
No, please. Come on.
We'd love to know.
We're all friends here.
She never had guests over, and when she did, they were ducks.
What?
Oh. I'm like 85% sure she had sex with a duck. It doesn't matter. It's not my place.
How would you even cloaca versus vagina?
Kind of wish I didn't hear that, but I remember just mere seconds ago pressing for that information, and now that I've heard it, whoa.
All right, but that doesn't mean more villains are not coming up. Just because I hung up on her.
Did you hang up on me?
Nope. Shut it off.
Wow, that was coming through a TV that was off.
Hey, yep, that's not
that
good.
That is a piercing voice.
Coco, since you're still there, will you sing us a song? Maybe about ducks?
Well, I fell in love with a duck, but he did not like me back.
Makes sense.
All right, shut everything off. Casey, shut it all off.
Yeah, it's just, he's a duck. He's a duck.
Don't worry. We'll be back. Once. Oh, he's
Casey's,
died.
Casey's body is getting up to shut off the screen.
He was here through that whole last segment. That's wild.
Committed to my job.
Oh, wait. There's a little Casey Tony head coming out of his neck and growing to full size like Tony Shalhoub in Men in Black.
Do you know how hard it's going to be to date your mom now?
All right, well, we're restarting it. I'll let you get prepared for all the villains who are coming out soon. It only gets worse from here, boys.
Prepared how? What tied the chairs?
I just... See you next week.
Another Riddle City night, and every Riddle City light scintillates, illuminates that something isn't right on these Riddle City streets. Every person that you meet is some weirdo who will threaten you while dressing like a creep.
Hey everybody, as you can probably tell, I'm recording this from my car. Anyways, this week's guest was Olivia Nielsen. You can follow Olivia on TikTok at Olivia West Nielsen. Special thank you to Arnie Parrott for the theme, Casey Tony for the editing and the appearance, and Sean Coyle for all the help on this project. This is part one of three, and we have five special guests over the next two episodes, so make sure you tune back in. See you next week.